Israel is actually the exception. They are the only country that's allowed to lobby Americans. Like, everyone else has to register as, you know, a foreign agent under FARA.
Like with AIPAC or whatever?
Yeah. So AIPAC, the backstory, by the way, before JFK got shot, he was fighting AIPAC. They were previously called, I'm blanking on this. It was, you can look it up. And he was literally saying, you have to register under the Foreign Act.
Is that like, true? Let's look
1,000% true. And you should look it up. We should fact check that live. He was fighting with what is today known as AIPAC. Renamed AZCPA. I don't know what that stood for.
In 1959, AZCPA was renamed AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, reflecting a broader membership and mission.
Yeah, so JFK told them that they had to register under FARA. And so American Zionist Council, that's exactly what it was called. In 1962,
In 1962, yeah. President John F. Kennedy and his brother Bobby, as a U.S. Attorney General, forced the AZC to register as a foreign agent. In doing so, they were barred from making monetary contributions to U.S. officials. Who was barred? AZC?
Yeah, so AIPAC, for lack of a better term. They were called AZC back then, but continued to send out newsletters and hold events with a nonprofit tax exemption. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was he was shot. So they are the only, the reason why I'm bringing this up is not to further conspiracy theories. They're the only country that's allowed to lobby Americans that are not registered under the FARA Act. But for whatever reason, Israel is an exception to this. And the reason is because JFK got shot, because otherwise they would have been under this. So that is the reason that they're allowed to do this.